All right, welcome back to Adventures in Frugal Living. I'm Thea, and on tonight's podcast, I just want to do a nice short one on creative ways to save more money when purchasing a new car. I know during much of last year, not a lot of us were doing too much excessive driving due to the pandemic and the aftermath of that, which is about every state having lockdowns and stay-at-home orders and whatnot. Now, fast forward a few months and into at least the first half of 2021, many businesses have reopened. Many people have returned to the office for their jobs, and even some kids are going to school. So that means that we are starting to see a lot more cars on the roads, and some are even going on road trips and doing some kind of traveling, either to see relatives or for business purposes. And so what that means is that there are probably just as many people who are in need of a new car. And so that is the inspiration behind tonight's episode. I just want to just keep it simple and just discuss some really good strategies for saving money on your new car and how you can purchase a new car without breaking the bank, if you will. So with that said, let's go right into the first strategy. One of the best ways that you can save money on a new car is just by paying with cash. You just can't go wrong with if you're able to offer cash for a car. You don't have to worry about a car loan, having to make payments every month. If you can just pay for the car with cash, if you're able to do so, that's a great way to save tons of money on a new car. Secondly, another way you can really shave off hundreds, if not thousands, off the cost of a new car is to just to buy a used car. And while we're on that topic, I want to list a few strategies for buying a used car. Before you go to a dealership or a private seller to purchase a used car, you want to start by obtaining financing from either bank or a credit union. And what I mean by that is that you want to find out how much you can afford for the used car, and you want to get a pre-approval letter from either the bank or the credit union, because this gives you an idea of how much you can afford for the used car. And so when you walk into the car dealership, or if you meet with a private seller, you already have an idea of what your budget is and how much you can afford to pay on the used car. I have some notes here. Also, when you search for a used car, it helps to do your research on the car that you want to buy. And one good source of finding research on a certain used car, a certain make and model of a used car that you want to get, is US News and World Report. On their website, they publish detailed and accurate reviews of used cars. Another thing you want to do before buying a used car is to get a vehicle report from sites such as CarFetch or Kelley Blue Book. You can either look at the Kelley Blue Book in print, or you can visit their website to get a vehicle report on the specific used car that you want to buy. And this report will give details such as accident history, vehicle maintenance history, and title information, and also some information about the ownership of the used car that you're interested in buying. So research on a particular used car will really go a long way when purchasing a used car. So on to the next way that you can save money on a new car, and that is by trading in your old one for the purpose of receiving credit towards the cost of the new car. That's another way you can save money on buying a new car. Also, if you're going to obtain financing for the car, if you're going to need a car loan, it would be a good idea to save up as much money as you can for the down payment on a car, as this helps you shave off costs drastically. Even before you walk into the car dealership, even before you walk into a credit union or bank, it is really wise to save up for the down payment towards the car that you want to buy. And because when this happens, you're already to put a you're able it puts you in a position where you're able to put down a chunk of the at least a good chunk of the price of the car, and that would really help you out in saving money for the car. Also, you want to be aware of the best times to get a new deal on cars. And actually, the best times, the one, some of the best times of the year to get a new car would be between the months of December and January, and in particular, late December going into early January. And many experts say that this is some of the best times to save money on a car and to buy a new one. And the reason why is because it's during these times of the year when car dealerships seek to get rid of last year's inventory so they can make room for the new models that are coming in for the upcoming year. So if you're not really pressed for time and it's not really that urgent for you to purchase a new car so far this year, you might want to hold off on purchasing a new car until December and January when a lot of the clearance sales come out on cars. A lot of times during Christmas and going into New Year's, I don't know if some of you have noticed, but usually what I've noticed is a lot of times around Christmas, going into early part of the new year, I see tons of commercials from different car dealerships, from different salespersons, and they're announcing their clearance sale. Everything must all the clearance from the previous year must go. We're slashing prices, discount, 0% APR, and everything that they're doing everything they can to promote deals on new cars between December and January. I've noticed that trend myself. So I would say if you can buy a car. If you can hold off on buying a car until December and going into early January, and if it's really not urgent, I really think that's a good idea if you want to save money on a new car. And also, don't be afraid to negotiate for the best price. And before you negotiate, you want to first figure out how much you can afford. And that goes back to what I stated earlier. You want to walk into a bank and a credit union and present all the information that they need. Your income, credit report, credit history, credit score, and any other documents that the lender may need so you can have an idea of how much you can afford. Because this will also help you when you walk in a car dealership to negotiate for the price that you want for the car that you're interested in buying. It also helps to research the advertiser's price, but then establish a target price that you're willing to pay. And another tip, as far as this relates to negotiation for the right price for the car that you want. If you visit the dealership on Mondays or on weekdays rather than weekends, which tends to where car dealerships, many of them are often crowded on weekends, so it's best to do this on the weekdays. So that's another tip that I wanted to throw in. It could and now this is not a guarantee that this will increase your chances of having a really good negotiation with the salesperson, but it really could. So if you visit on an off day or like off peak day, maybe that the salesperson would be more willing and have more time to sit with you and have that time and be willing to go back and forth with you and negotiate until you reach until the both until the two of you reach a price that you would be comfortable with. And also when it comes to negotiating for the price of a new car, you want to be the person who gives the first offer. And when the salesperson makes a counter offer, you want to raise your initial offer by maybe $100 or $200. And then another thing too is that, and also wait, before I get to the next point, now the salesperson may even counter offer that, but this leads into the next tip. Even if the salesperson is making all these different counter offers that you don't that you know that you do not want to pay that price, you don't want to give in, and you also you want to be willing to walk away from that car. And this leads me to the next tip as it relates to negotiating for the best price for the car you want, is that you don't want to get too emotionally attached to the car because the car salesperson can smell they can smell your desperation. And when you get too emotionally involved, I mean not involved, but too attached to the car, you that puts you that this puts you in a position where you're more likely to just accept any offer or accept any price that the salesperson gives without really taking the time to negotiate. So because when you're just so happy about the car, you're less willing to negotiate for the best price for your needs. And then you're letting your guard down, and this can set you up for accepting just any old price that the salesperson puts in front of you. So be sure to not get too emotionally attached to the car that you want to buy, because this could be a detriment to you when you are negotiating for a price. And now I'm going to talk to now I'm sorry now I'm going to talk about the next idea, that another way that you can save money. And this goes and this is more on the lines of research, but I still believe it can help you in saving money on a new car. It's a good idea to talk with an insurance agent before you purchase a car. And here are some of the questions you want to ask the agent. You want to ask him how much will it cost to insure the make and model that you want to purchase. You also should ask if there are any insurance discounts that you may qualify for. You want to ask, are there any coverage gaps that you should know about? And will the new car affect your insurance rate? Because sometimes there could be certain aspects of the new car that could either raise or lower your insurance rate, depending on the make and model of the car. So you especially want to ask that question to the agent before you purchase a car. And also you should ask the agent which type of coverage would you need for the new car that you want to buy. And the answers to a lot of these questions can really help you figure out whether this would be an affordable car to purchase or not. Because buying a when we purchase the car purchase sorry when you're purchasing a car, it's not just about the monthly car note payments or even at the overall cost of the car, which includes the monthly payments, but you also have to factor in car insurance costs. That's involved in purchasing a car as well, because in just about every state, you must have car insurance if you're going to drive. And so when you're purchasing a car, you also want to think about how will this affect your car insurance rates as well. So all of that is involved in trying to find an affordable car. You want to also factor in car insurance prices, I mean car insurance costs as well. And another thing you want to do is shop around at different car dealerships before you purchase a certain car. You want to shop around at different dealerships for the best quotes, for the best deals, and just make sure you visit more than one car dealership. And with that said, that's all I have for tonight. As I said, this is going to be a rather short one. The one that I did a few nights ago was a little longer and more detailed. But tonight I just wanted to come on and do a nice short how-to podcast concerning how you can save money on purchasing a new car. Just a few pointers. And that's all for tonight. And until the next podcast, have a blessed night.